Protesters are still congregating today outside the police station in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, the site last night of protests over the death of Dante Wright, who police say was accidentally shot with a gun an officer mistook for her taser.
Dante Wright!
Today, about 10 miles away, it's day 12 of the murder trial of Derek Chauvin and the death of George Floyd. Closing arguments are expected to start as soon as next week. NPR's David Shaper is in Minneapolis. David, what do you want us to know about the trial today?
Well, today the prosecution rested its case, and now it's the defense team's turn. The defense has quite a job on its hands, too, because they have to counter 2 weeks of witnesses for the prosecution, witnesses that included top police officials and experts in police training who explained that Chauvin did not follow proper police protocols when he put his knee on the back of George Floyd's neck for almost 9.5 minutes, and that the restraint that he used was not a means that the police follow, at least not anymore. There were medical experts saying that it was that force on Floyd's neck that likely caused his death. And there was also the emotional testimony of witnesses to the incident and from Floyd's family. So the defense is first going to focus on trying to counter that strong narrative that the prosecution presented for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and from watching this trial, people in the area were already tense. And then the temperature just shot right up after the death of Dante Wright on Sunday. Right. He tried to flee police after a traffic stop, and the officer who fired on him says on a brutal audio tape that so many people have now seen, "Holy expletive, I shot him." So what more first are you learning about the investigation into the shooting death?
Well, the medical examiner did determine that it was a homicide, that it was a gunshot wound to the chest that killed Dante Wright. There is an ongoing investigation into the shooting and why it was that the officer may have mistakenly grabbed her firearm instead of the taser. They're also looking into the circumstances of what led up to the stop. The police say that Dante Wright was stopped because he had expired tags on his license plates, and that they ran a background check and realized that there was an outstanding warrant for a prior failure to appear in court on some other charges. I'm sure they'll review the entire thing in terms of how the situation escalated to the point it did and got out of hand. So it continues, it's still a very tense situation as a result.
Right. And the trial continues, too. So both of these things going on simultaneously in this area. To the trial, what will you be watching for in the days ahead?
I think the thing that the defense wants to do with the first couple of witnesses, in fact, we do know that the first couple of witnesses have already taken the stand, that it's a former Minneapolis police officer who is involved in an arrest of George Floyd a year prior to the incident in which he was killed, in which he ingested some drugs and apparently became a little bit combative. Also, the paramedic who treated him in that incident. And I think they're going to try to lay a foundation that that Floyd's state made that use of force necessary.
NPR's David Shaper, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.